The information presented is for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed are not necessarily the opinions of any Daikin company. This information should not be confused for accounting, legal, medical, or other professional advice. Please seek advice from a qualified professional for any specific questions.
Welcome to the Accelerated HVAC Success Program. My name is Ben Middleton. I'm the National Sales Training Manager for the Goodman, Amana, and Daikin brands. Today, I'm joined with Jake Leischer. He is with Jacob & Rhodes. Jake, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure.
So first question we ask everybody is, how in the world did you find yourself in the HVAC industry?
Well, it came from a retail background, just kind of out of college. I was going to Tri-City Community just for some engineering, civil engineering that I thought I'd be really interested in, and turns out I wasn't. So came out of a retail job. My father was the general manager over at Jacobs & Rhodes, and they were in dire need of a maintenance tech. So not knowing a lick of anything, I started off just kind of picking up the pieces and learning from our senior tech, who's now been with us for 20 years or so. Actually, 20 years this February. And just really liked the trade and liked being hands-on, still using your brain, but being able to be more hands-on. Just kind of progressed from there, got into more service and diagnostics and repairs, and then progressed into the office for quoting and rebates, and just kind of got a whole grasp on everything. Then the opportunity came up for my dad and I to purchase the business back in March of last year. We were approached by, or the previous owner was approached by another company, and he didn't want to go that route. So me and my dad stepped forward and decided to take it on and take on the challenge, and year's already blown by somehow.
Well, that's exciting that you guys are just getting, to be able to take this company into its next chapter of existence, if you will. So how does Daikin kind of fit into that whole equation with you guys?
Yeah, we'd been just kind of held onto one primary line for the entire 60 years we've been in business. But with COVID and production supply issues, we had to pick up something extra just to supplement. And Daikin kind of fit that bill for us. We always had good support from our local thermal supply. And they've always been really good to us. So we picked up Daikin and saw the fit and really liked that technology and thought that fit a good niche for us, because we've always been kind of more premium in our area. Don't like to just shell out lower end boxes. Having that option was really, really a good fit for us. And then as things progressed, Daikin kind of took over, and we kind of flipped the ratio of Daikin to our other line. And yeah, man, it made a heck of a difference.
Okay. Is there anything particular about Daikin that has really helped to propel your business forward?
Really just the price point and the features of not only the fit, but other products as well. And we've done a few VRV lifes and whatnot. So really just finding that sweet spot of being just kind of that upper middle tier for us, and then still having options like the DZ9 and stuff like that can fit the higher end. That kind of just upper middle ground is right where we want to be, and that's kind of where it's really fit for us.
So when we look into this year, we know we've got this big A2L transition that's happening with the lower GWP refrigerants. Can you tell me, you know, what is your thought when it comes to R32 versus kind of 454B and how that's going to play out for you guys in your market?
Yeah, I found it really interesting that because we first kind of heard, I know Daikin was pretty quick to snatch up R32, and we thought others might go that route. So when we heard that kind of they were the only ones in North America, we were like, that's a little odd. But reading more about it and seeing the cost basically of, I pulled up earlier today after we sat through one of the breakouts, just a local supplier, and compared pricing on just a jug of refrigerant alone, it was no competition. But also just having it be a pure refrigerant, being kind of R30 or R22-ish in nature, just makes it really appealing. And then not having to use as much of it in the systems, that's huge, not only on the footprint size of the equipment, but also just in general, utilizing that much equipment keeps costs down, not only for us, but for customers too.
So. Okay. Daikin has always prided itself on its inverter technology, mm-hmm. and really, you know, one of their big missions is to inverterize North America. Mm-hmm. How does that play into your overall strategy? I know you talked about premium equipment, but how does this inverterizing North America play into your strategy?
It really plays into our strategy, especially in our area too. Our part of Washington is kind of high desert, so we get our cold winters. We're actually going to go home to some, like, I think it's going to be 16 degrees and snowing. But then you also hit the summers and it's 105 and blazing mm-hmm. hot. So really, especially with the enhanced capacity fit, that's really fit a nice niche for us. With our area too, we're really close to, well, based around the Hanford nuclear site. So with PNNL and Bechtel and some other companies like that, just that type of technology is really appealing to a lot of our customers who are more engineer focused. Yeah, so really for our area, it fits great, especially with our demographic.
So as we come into 2024, we're at the beginning. Mm-hmm. What are some of the concerns or challenges that you foresee that we may have as we roll into 2024?
I mean, we're always concerned about just kind of seeing how this last year was a little off for us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd say technically 2022 is more of an anomaly. 2023 is a little more getting back to normal. So kind of easing through 2023 and seeing how that progressed puts us in a better spot, I think, for 2024, just kind of seeing how the market reacts with an election happening too. That can always change things. But just being cognizant of all that, that's kind of something we always want to keep top of mind, is how's our demographic in our area going to react? Because also with our area too, being a lot of government funding, we kind of sit in a weird financial bubble too. Mm-hmm. So that kind of plays its own part and something we have to take into consideration, basically. But yeah, just kind of being cognizant of all those things really is going to be the biggest piece for moving into 24.
Do you see any tailwinds kind of pushing us into 2024? Some things that you're excited about?
I am excited about the transition to 32, knowing that's coming up, and the other A2Ls. Just because it's been a lot of talk, and I'd like to see some action finally. But yeah, no, that's kind of what I'm most excited about. Also being new to the ownership side of things, that's had its own learning curves as well. So sure. I'm excited to see what the future brings for that too, because it's been a roller coaster learning experience up until now. And then just that excitement will definitely help drive forward in 24.
So you've got kind of the microphone to all of your fellow contractors out there. Mm-hmm. Is there anything, words of wisdom or thoughts that you'd like to share with all of the other HVAC contractors across North America?
Ooh, sheesh. Just a mildly broad question. words of wisdom is just hang in there, stick it out, and just always kind of be proactive. That's kind of what's worked for us. We sit in on a board every week and talk with other contractors around the country.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really been beneficial for us, just seeing what's out there, seeing what's working for other people. So touching base with other contractors, that's huge, and been a really big motivator for us, and with our financials and our branding with equipment, kind of all encompassing. So tapping into resources too is major.
Well, Jake, thank you so much for joining us. Yeah. I really appreciate you coming here. And if you like this program, please make sure to hit the like button so we can bring you more episodes like this one. Also, make sure to hit the follow button so that you're notified of all of the upcoming episodes that we have. Jake, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.